Good morning. We are with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News, joining us on New Year's Eve. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, and I'll throw out a Happy New Year. But before we even begin with your story in the paper today, I noticed that, of course, New York City, the ball will drop tonight. And in light of the press and the erosion of press freedoms, they're going to have some prominent journalists standing there to hit the button.
Yeah, it's a good symbol of the attacks against the press. Unfortunately, not just in other countries, but here in the U.S. So I think it's a good message heading into 2019.
The governor will be giving his inaugural address at the Ellis Island, perhaps a symbol of what's been going on in the country regarding immigration. We all know the rumors around a potential 2020 run. Your thought as the governor is set to deliver his address tomorrow?
Well, look, I mean, I don't think the 2020 rumors are going to go away until he really isn't running. He has certainly made it clear he has no plans to. But a lot of people feel that after his father was known as Hamlet on the Hudson, when he, should I run for president, should I not run for president, and went back and forth for a long time, he wants to avoid that. He doesn't want to be Hamlet on the Hudson too. So he's ruling it out. But I think if there is a pathway to it, a person can always change their mind. But meanwhile, he will do an inauguration that I'm sure is going to outline exactly why New York is going to continue to fight back against President Trump's policies. It's at Ellis Island, a symbolic approach, rather than at the state capitol. And but he is going to be missing some key people there. Amid tensions with the legislature, the legislative leaders, incoming Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, both are skipping the event Tuesday night.
Well, and with this bitter cold often, and that comes in January, comes the cold realization, I guess, by prominent Brooklyn Democrat Simcha Felder that he's out in the cold in Albany. Explain.
Yeah, Simcha Felder, a Democrat who has been caucusing for the last several years with the Republicans. This past year, he gave them their 32nd vote, which is what's needed to pass any legislation. He wanted to come back to the Democrats. He'd been discussing with Andrea Stewart-Cousins, the incoming majority leader, a way to do that. And they informed him on Sunday night, thanks but no thanks. We're happy with our 39-member majority in the 63-seat chamber. So Felder can either go back to the Republicans or he can be an island to himself and really just serve with no ties to any of the legislative caucuses.
Apparently, you can get dinner in a free hotel room if you make it up to Albany.
Yeah, Reclaim New York, which is a government reform group that has ties to the Mercer family, a prominent conservative donor. They are offering to a handful of their supporters a room at the Holiday Inn in downtown Albany and dinner the night before the opening of the legislative session on January 9th because they're coming up to do press conferences and meet with lawmakers, saying that you should make decisions based on what's best for everyday New Yorkers. And so they're offering some of their supporters a chance to come with them, and as an enticement, a room at a hotel and a dinner the night before.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays, and you can read more at nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper, and there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Hey, Ken, Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy New Year, and be well.